you have the chance to win a Spring Super Sweeps from LAist. Donate $60 for one entry to win a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Check out all the other prizes too when you donate now at laist.com/sweeps.
Good morning. It's Thursday, July 15th. I'm Suzanne Whatley, and you're listening to the LA Report from KPCC and LAist.com. Here's your morning news. Some good news to share about the massive sewage spill that forced the closure of some LA County beaches this week. Beaches from El Segundo up to Playa del Rey are now open again after they were made off limits to swimmers because of that discharge of raw sewage from the Hyperion treatment plant. Water samples taken by the LA Department of Water and Sanitation over the past 2 days confirm that bacteria levels meet state safety standards, although officials will continue to monitor water quality levels today. Meantime, California wildlife managers are asking recreational anglers farther inland to take some extra precautions this summer to protect fish during the drought. Cap Radio's Pauline Bartolone explains.
California's dry conditions and a surge in fishing during the pandemic has the state concerned about aquatic species. So Peter Tira with the California Department of Fish and Wildlife is asking anglers not to fish after 12 noon in 8 different bodies of water in the Sierra and other parts of the state.
A lot of anglers practice catch and release fishing, and that's a great conservation practice, except if the waters get too warm, that adds additional stress, and all this extra stress just kind of adds to potential for mortality.
Tira says nearly 2 million fishing licenses were sold in California last year, a notable increase over the year before the pandemic, and the increased interest is continuing this year. In Sacramento, I'm Pauline Bartolone.
Los Angeles County has marked a 6th straight day of more than 1,000 new coronavirus cases. Officials yesterday announced over 1,300 confirmed cases. That is the highest number since early March, though the tally includes a small backlog of cases from the Long Beach Health Department. They also noted that includes 9 additional COVID deaths. More than 400 people are hospitalized with the virus in the county, and while that is a far cry from the numbers we saw during the winter surge, that is nearly double the number of hospitalizations from just a month ago. The recent surge in COVID cases has been blamed in part on the highly contagious Delta variant spreading among unvaccinated people. Over the past week, Sacramento County had the highest number of cases per capita in the state among counties with at least 100,000 residents. But despite the rising case rates, the fatality rate from the coronavirus is still at this point relatively low. The heat wave pummeling Southern California has eased, at least for now. So why does it still feel so hot? KPCC's Julia Paskin explains what's going on.
It's sticky out there, you guys, and I keep checking the temperature in disbelief. So why does it feel so gross? Well, apparently I forgot about this thing called humidity. I talked to Joe Serrard. He's a meteorologist with the National Weather Service, and he says this happens every year when the sun's high position in the sky warms the Pacific, and that creates more water vapor.
With the strong onshore flow that we've had over our area, it's drawn that little bit higher humidity inland from the ocean.
Plus, the annual monsoon weather doesn't help. But Serrard says the reason we're feeling the humidity comes down to something called the wet bulb temperature. That's the temperature at which the body can cool itself. And it's been high enough here that we're feeling it.
For example, it's 80 degrees out, dew point's like 60, then the wet bulb would be around 70-ish.
We should get a break in this sticky weather in just a few more days. I'm Julia Paskin.
Even with some of that extra moisture in the air, U.S. Forest Service officials this week raised the level of fire danger from very high to extreme in the Angeles National Forest and the San Gabriel Mountains National Monument. That's because of a combination of dry fuels and high temperatures that could allow a fire to spread quickly if one were to start. Campfires and stoves are now prohibited, and Forest Service officials could close certain recreation areas because of the increased danger. Thank you for listening to the LA Report. I'm Suzanne Whatley. Join us again next time. Meantime, get more news at LAist.com and listen live at kpcc.org.
The LAist Spring Super Sweeps is happening now. You can win amazing prizes while supporting your source for local fact-based journalism. One lucky grand prize winner will get to choose a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Other prizes include an electric bike from Juice Bikes and $1,000 gas gift cards. Your donation of $60 gets you one entry to win. And the more you give, the more entries you get. Donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.